Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Of note, 603 CJHL alumni are currently playing in U Sports. That's 65% of the league. Ever wonder what it would be like to run a hockey league? How about 10? Joining us now is Brent Ladds, the president of the CJHL. Brent, welcome to the show. Congratulations. This is your first year in the new gig. How's it going?
Things have been going pretty good since I started, but boy, I got a lot of good help behind me, so that really helps.
Brent, you and I have known each other for a long time. You spent 35 years as the president of the Ontario Hockey Association, then you retired in 2012. Life was supposed to be nice and quiet, and then 4 years later, you become the president of the CJHL. What drew you to the job?
Well, I think the two-year period allows you to recharge the batteries a bit, and within the hockey fraternity, you never really leave it because you're always still a fan at heart. And when I was first approached by the CJHL, they were going through some administrative changes and asked me if I thought I could help out, and it intrigued me a bit, and I knew the people very well that I was going to be working with, so that was all an encouragement as well. And part of it was try and help our chairman, Kirk Lamb, with some of the workload as well, and we certainly didn't want to lose him. So that was the primary motivation.
Listen, you've seen a lot of things change in not only the league that you're a part of now, but the game of hockey overall itself. Is there anything you'd like to see change in today's game now?
Well, you know, the game is progressing, I think, tremendously well. You know, when I first started with the OHA, you mentioned back 35 years ago, it's a good job we didn't have a lot of videotape and media attention like we do today. And maybe that additional media attention and the increase in technology and that has helped the game progress to the extent it has. But I think the on-ice product has improved tremendously. The skill level of the players is incredible. And, I think you just allow that to evolve and not push too hard for change, because sometimes change can be a negative factor as well.
Brent, you've got another major event coming up. The CJHL Top Prospects Game is being held January 25th. The rosters were named this week and selected by NHL Central Scouting as well. How important is your relationship with NHL Central Scouting right now and the exposure that an event like this gives you and your league?
We purport to be... two different things in terms of the game itself. And, we never forget that less than 1% of the players that put on the skates each year in Canada, you know, make a career out of the game. So we have that very important aspect of, you know, giving people a good hockey experience, hope they get an education through it, and the better players go on it and do make a career out of it. And that latter factor seems to be increasing on an ongoing basis within the CJHL. So, our relationship with the National Hockey League, their sponsorship of our events, and the relationship directly with Central Scouting through Dan Maher has been just terrific. And their attendance at the World Junior A Challenge, I think there were over 100 and some scouts there from the National Hockey League, certainly emphasizes their interest in our players. And we had a couple of players as a result of that event that moved up in the rankings shortly after. So it was great.
Awesome, Brent. Always great catching up with you, and congratulations on the early start to your new career again. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks very much, Gino.
That was CJHL President Brent Ladds, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.